Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is out on medical on this Thirsty Thursday. What's going on, Jay Kahn?
What's up, man? It's be an interesting day. You know, we had a lot of afternoon baseball.
A lot of it.
Yeah, so it was kind of a cool day yesterday if you wanted to watch baseball early and basketball late, but getting some things solidified in the NBA.
Man, the NBA, we would talk NBA at the 8 o'clock hour, but, man, some of those guys turn the ball over like it's their jobs. I told you, some of my high school girls, if they turn the ball over like that, they get sitting on the bench. They turn it over like it's okay. It's no problem, man. We get it back. You know?
That's why.
No.
That's why I think guys like Halliburton are so special. When you look at their assist to turnover ratio, it's off the charts, historically good. So, you know, when you look at, if you were watching Trae Young last night, he turned the ball over quite a bit.
A lot.
Yeah.
People
overlook a lot of those turnovers when you drop 30, you know, but
the problem is,
did it take
your
you
team's
30
not very good. You're playing in a play-in tournament.
Yeah.
But Kevin Love played 17 minutes, turned the ball over three times. Mm. 17 minutes? He had three turnovers in 17 minutes, Jeremy?
Well, look, what are you going to do? It's Kevin Love. He didn't have a great game, and now the Heat are going to play the Bulls, I believe, for the chance to play the Celtics.
Tyler Hero. Yeah, he had 25 points. Yay. He had five turnovers. You're a pro. You're turning the ball over five times?
You know how hard it is to throw a entry pass over a seven-footer? It's very difficult. Hey, Gina.
Why would you? Yeah.
Well, exactly. But that's the league has changed so much. I mean, we were just talking about how the mid-range jumper's gone by the wayside. And, you know, who was it? Kai caught in the other day talking about DeMar DeRozan being the best mid-range shooter. And he's probably right. He's one of them.
Look how old he is, though.
But I'm saying, like,
he's been around for a while. His game is...
That's why the game has changed. But DeMar DeRozan, though, is one of those guys that can get you bucket in every which way in the league. Post up, fade away.
DeMar DeRozan played 44 minutes and only turned the ball over once.
Mm-hmm. He's a good ball player.
Nine assists, one turnover. Yes. Give me that. I want that guy. Nine assists. And I'm not saying I expect him to do that every night, but in a elimination game, he understands that the basketball is precious. Coady White, 43 minutes. Six assists. Now, how many turnovers he had? Zero. His team won.
Yeah. And again, they're going to get the chance to play the Heat for the chance to play the Celtics. So good luck there, fellas.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I just think the NBA playoffs are going to be great. I've got a lot of cool stuff going on. Orioles get the sweep.
Yeah, we'll talk some Orioles baseball. Excellent game next. Yesterday. It was just being out with the people yesterday. I had a blast being out with the people.
You said you got a couple drinks. Am I not allowed to say that?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Like, no, you had a good time.
Had a good time, yeah.
And I think, too, like you were saying, you were going down to the stadium. We were walking out of here yesterday. Somebody knocks on we're having a meeting, knocks on the door and says, hey, did you leave your windows down? I said, yeah, I cracked them because it was a nice morning driving in, get the little air. Like, yeah, it's pouring down rain. I'm like, what the hell? So I come outside. Joe, this son of a bitch over here looks at me sitting in my car soaking wet, and he goes, do you mind going over to get my car and bring it over here?
You said that you liked the wet seats because it feels good on your butt.
Exactly. Yeah. He did say that, didn't he, Joe? I felt like I was just helping you out a little bit so you can get wetter.
No, I said I'd like the moist bottom.
Yes.
That's a big difference.
She has window up, Joe. I'll put it up my key. He said, can you take my key? Get my car, please?
But the other thing that happens when Rob's I do this stupid thing when Rob gets in his car before I do, and I pull out. Man. I pull right in front of his car, and I go, oh, my God, I'm super busy. I'll be back in 1 minute, and I pretend like I'm running inside. Like I had to stop right in front of his car so he can't leave to go back inside.
Son of a gun. Silly Jeremy. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
So what was the stadium like yesterday? Because it was a fun game with a pitcher on the mound that hadn't been in the league in 4 years, but like the fans, how was that?
Fans were awesome yesterday. They were. I mean,
yeah, 7 years? Did I say, what did I say, four?
To four. He has pitched since September 26th of 2017. Don't short the man.
Yeah, he was. It was like, let's pitch him. They don't know what he's pitching right now. But the energy was great. I started off at Sportbook because I got there early.
Mm-hmm.
So I got there about 12:30, and I hung out there for a little while. Caught up with my buddies, my table 13 crew from over at Pappas. We all met up, and then I saw some other friends later on, and some other friends later on. We're back at Pickles hanging out for a little bit, and you know me having to be the under control one.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for us to go.
Well, it's interesting though, and I know you guys are having a hard time believing it too, that Rob ran into his three friends all in the same day, you know, the three that he has. But he did. It's pretty cool.
Associates. Is that better? Is that more believable?
Yeah, a little bit.
Associates.
Like, I ran into all three of my friends. No, but you know, getting down there, the sports book's fun too. That's where we've spent a lot of. Sometimes we get in there on those hot days.
And forget to come back out.
Start having a good
time. It's a baseball game out there. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
My bad. It is.
You hear people cheering
it's
out.
On that TV, too. Yesterday, the Gunnar Henderson home run. We were leaving the sport book when he hit the home run. So I heard, I said, something just happened good. And then he swung, and there's a home run. The TV's behind a little bit. Let me ask you a question, Jeremy, off baseball, off sports, really. How do you feel when people walk their dogs unleashed? Then the dog comes over to you and the dog owner says, oh, that's okay, he won't bite. How you feel about that?
I'm an animal person, so
I love dogs.
I don't mind it.
Okay.
But if I have my dog out, like I was at the vet yesterday, the day before, and I had to pick up Ali, and there was a woman in there that had her dog on a leash, mm-hmm. and the woman's like, oh, can I come pet her? And she's like, not while he's on a leash, you know, like, and she was very, like, there's certain dogs that are trained, and I understand you may have trained your dog well, but even in those situations, if you put him out there and there's another dog or something going on, like what we saw out here,
yeah.
It shouldn't happen. You know, I'll never have my dog out in public without a leash.
Let me rewind back to yesterday. Angry Joe was yesterday. Mariah, was it 2 days ago?
He's angry yesterday? Every day.
It was 2 days ago, okay. Angry Joe 2 days ago was about people who have their children at the bar. Joe didn't say he didn't like children. I didn't say I don't. I love children. I coach kids. However, there's a time and place for everything.
Let me just check something real quick. Joe, do you like kids?
No, they're my nieces.
Yeah, so no. Okay, I like kids, okay? But I agree with Joe. That's not the time or place. Understand what I'm saying? If I'm walking, if I'm taking a walk, and your dog comes up to me, That's not, I love dogs, but that's not the time or place.
Mm-hmm. Just say that your dog doesn't bite, but I do. So get your dog out of here.
You know what I mean? Your dog is supposed to be on the leash. If you don't want your dog on the leash, then get a big yard. But you don't, you know what I mean? I'm walking. I don't think it's right for your dog to come up and start sniffing me and you tell me your dog doesn't bite. No. We wouldn't have that problem if you had a leash and you don't let your dog walk up on me.
What if you're allergic to him?
That could be it too, you know? There's so many other things. I just think people, it's like akin to what Joe was saying 2 days ago. Oh, keep your dog on the leash, you know? And again, I love dogs. Love them. But not everybody does.
I don't know why that's so hard. Like, why is that hard for everybody to understand? Like, just because you like something or just because you're doing... Hey, talking on your phone, talking on speakerphone.
So true.
Like, nobody needs to hear your conversation. I don't care if that's what you normally do. Put the damn thing up to your ear.
I agree.
And I got to admit, like, I'm not a Bluetooth guy with the thing in the ear, like in the car.
Because it falls in.
Yeah, I keep losing
it. I was about to ask you that. How many have you lost?
I got three in the left one. Anyway, but like when you're at the store and somebody starts talking, I always assume they're talking to me. And I'm like, how should I? Oh, you're on the phone. Never mind.
410-583-1057 is the number. Speaking of Angry Joe, we're going to have an Angry Joe segment at 6:30. This might be something else that I agree on. Maybe I'm Joe as he gets older. You know, because I 100% agree on this one. But on the other side, Cedric Mullins walks it off. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. We're talking old baseball on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Big Bad Update from the Yard. On 105.7 The Fan.
For me, this is Cedric Mullins. He got banged up at the end of the year last year, but the first half, two-thirds of the year, this is what he did for us. He got drives runs in. He causes chaos on the bases. He plays a gold glove center field. You know, he's just a huge igniter for our offense, and awesome to see him get that home run tonight.
Cedric Mullins, last 0-for game, Jeremy?
Mm-hmm.
April 7th. The last time he went 0-for.
Really?
He's on a 9-game inning streak.
He's been, yeah.
He went 0-for 3 in a 3-2 loss on Sunday, April 7th, all right? And then he went 2-for-4 against Boston with an RBI. Then he went 1-for-3 the next game. He went 1-for-3 again with an RBI, two walks. Then he went 1-for-3 in the opening game against Milwaukee, went 1-for-1. I think he came as a pinch hitter, if I'm not mistaken. He came off the bench and got a hit. Then the last game in the win against Milwaukee, he goes 1-for-1 with a – I mean 2-for-4, I'm sorry, with a solo home run. Then the next game, he goes 1-for-3 with a home run and 3 RBI. Then in the middle game against Minnesota, he goes 1-for-5. And then yesterday, in his final at-bat, he continued the streak with a hit, a 2-run home run. He has not gone 0-for since the final game of the Pittsburgh series when he went 0-for-3.
Man. You know, like, I've heard people talk about moving him up in the lineup. I like him right where he's
at. I don't want to.
I don't either.
Listen, you got to have a balanced lineup, man. And when you have guys at the top of your line, who are you going to move? You going to move Gunner? No. You're not going to move Adley? No. You're not going to move Santander. I mean, you could argue whether or not you want O'Hearn up there. I'll hear you, but I'd rather have Mullins batting 6th, 7th than O'Hearn.
Well, it's not happening anytime soon, but the conversation is going to happen once Jackson starts hitting. Where is he hitting the lineup?
Right. Right. So, I mean, have some balance to the lineup. Cedric Mullins hitting where he is. Okay, let's say you don't have him there yesterday. How's the game in?
Yeah.
Well, how's that game in?
I like that he's comfortable where he's at. He's swinging the bat well. You always get the defense. Like the thing you're always going to get with Hayes and Mullins, I mean, who else do we want to throw out there every time they take the field, is they're going to be great defensively.
Mm-hmm.
And when the bat is clicking, like – even with Austin Hayes, I don't think we were asking Austin Hayes to hit over 300. Just don't hit what you're hitting now.
260, 270, yeah.
Be reasonable, and then he probably would have been out there quite a bit more. But now with what Kowser's doing, it's like, what do you do? So I think the same thing with Mullins. You're seeing two guys going in different directions where Hayes isn't hitting, but Mullins now is crushing the ball.
He is absolutely crushing the baseball, understated. And what about Gunnar Henderson? 3 consecutive games with a home run. He has, 7 RBI in his last 5 games?
He's on one.
Yeah.
And he's swinging angry, too. Like, it just looks, he's hitting the hell out of the baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So, it feels good after getting through a series where you avoid the sweep. Remember we were talking about that? Like, what the hell's going on to come back and face a Minnesota team and just kind of handle business? And yesterday was the game. Yesterday was the game where you can, like, I picked the Twins yesterday. You could tip your cap and go.
You did.
You can go, okay.
I agree with you.
And we didn't even know who the starting pitcher was. Like, I thought it was going to be Bruce Zimmerman. And the more I researched that was the expectation overnight, is that's who they were calling up. That's why everybody was going with it. That's why he was listed. But where'd they find this guy? He came through time? They went back in time and got him from 7 years ago, Joe? Is that what they did?
Hey, you look like you ever pitched before?
Yeah.
Yes. Come on. We'll see you down to AAA Norfolk for a little while.
Yeah, man. They reconstructed this guy because they said after he got signed, they sent him down to with the pitching coaches and the scouts for like 2 weeks, and he added 4 miles an hour on his velocity just out of nowhere. So,
which regime? Was that Dave Tremblay when he was here?
Yeah, right now. Yeah.
Hey, anybody seen that guy? Oh, he's back. Where you been? I couldn't find my keys.
They said he's going to start more. So
for 6 years?
2,395 days between starts.
Jesus.
You think he's rested?
Yeah. Look,
we got a new rotation.
He pitched for 7 years in the minors before he even made his first start in 2017.
What is this guy, 40?
He's 34.
What is he, coach and player?
Yes.
He coaches third base and then goes out in the field when they're
That's
on
That's a
defense.
Real man right there.
He's best when he has a couple of extra days rest.
You got to find it, but Hyde said, yeah, we loved his maturity. And I was like, what? He's 34. And then he says, well, he's a grown man.
Hyde said he can't wait until he pitches him in another 7 years. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I mean, look, making jokes, it's a crazy kind of cool story when you hear about it.
It's more the regime that you're in right now. Yeah. Let's get him.
Hey,
how do you find that guy?
Yeah, you haven't been spending money. Yeah, we invented a time machine, you jackasses. Now we pick whoever we want to play. We just change their name.
Oh, my God. I'm watching. I'm like, they can't hit this guy. He gave up no runs on 3 hits and 5 2/3 innings.
Something tells
me. 3 hits.
Well, the track record tells, and I'm not trying to be negative here, the track record tells you that at some point this probably wears out its welcome and you're like, thanks for coming out. But what if it doesn't? You know, like, that's the optimistic part of this where you're looking at it going, you just don't know.
Well, you want to win a championship, Jeremy. You have to get, especially in the 162 games.
You got to get a little lucky.
You got to get production from people that you don't expect to get production from. If he never does anything else again, which I think he probably will, but if he never does anything else again, remember that game he won in April when he went out and he just completely shut down the Minnesota Twins? That'll be him.
It sucks for him because he didn't win. He got a no decision.
Yeah, you're right.
He
got a no decision. Damn it.
Didn't they make a movie about this guy and Kevin Costner played him?
True. No, it was Dennis Quaid.
Was it Dennis Quaid?
Yeah, Kevin Costner, you're thinking about The Love of Game.
They're the same person, right?
No.
They are unfortunately not.
Oh, okay.
The Love of the Game was the retired guy. The guy was retired. His last thought, pitched for the Tigers in Yankee Stadium. And spoiler alert, he threw a no-hitter in his final start.
In his final start?
Yeah.
Wow. What's the other one called?
The other one is the Rookie.
The Rookie.
The Rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Quaid when he got out of his truck and he threw the ball and he used the radar on the side of the road to measure his fastball, and it said, 72? And then he got in his truck, and he realized the lights were out, and said, 92.
That's right.
That's like
I love that movie.
That's like in The Office when they were outside running at the speed camera, and then the car goes by when Michael Scott's running, and he goes, that's it.
Yeah, 33. It's his 33.
33 Michael, miles an hour.
That's humanly impossible.
No, beat it. Beat it. Beat the score. It's a car driving by. Oh, man.
We talked about unleashed dogs earlier. Bob and Timonium wants to weigh in. What's up, Bob?
Hey, listen, I've never been bit by a dog that doesn't bite. They always say, don't worry, that dog doesn't bite. He's always, why is he on my leg again? Why he got my pants?
Yeah.
But, hey, I used to deliver newspapers, and a lady had a dog always attack me. And I come by one day, and he was laying on the porch, and she said, you don't have to worry with him now. You know, I had him castrated. I said, lady, the dog was trying to bite me, not screw me.
I don't know which one's worse. Establishing dominance. Oh, all our TVs just went out.
I think this is the test.
Weekly test.
Yeah.
Well, we failed because I can't see anything.
Is he?
Maybe I'll see it in 7 years.
Oh, my God. Roquan Smith spoke to the media on the voluntary workouts. We'll have that at 6:45. But on the other side, Joe, tell us why you're mad, son.
Start talking about these umpires, man.
I'm with you.
Rob doesn't think completely agree with me. We talked about this in the text messages, but Jackson Holliday is getting absolutely ass blasted by these umpires.
Wow.
I'm not sure that's actually what they're doing. I think they're just being a little unfair.
Absolutely ass blasted.
Wow. Okay. This is violent, man. What's going on with you? Angry Joe up next.
If I haven't can I watch Ass Blasted 3 if I haven't seen the first two?
Right here, they're the fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, tell us why umpires suck.
I wish I could tell you why. Because I've been trying to figure that out probably like every other baseball fan for like the last 15 years.
Well, tell us how then.
Maybe it's just because now we actually have people that will watch every game and kind of break down just how bad it actually is. I mean, there's the umpire scorecard, which is one thing that's through social media where they'll actually watch every game, show you how many calls they missed, how many they got right, show you the impactful calls, which for the past week seemed to be going against the Orioles every single game. I think on that road trip, there were five games in a row where we were the team that got screwed the most by the calls that the umpires have made. Yeah. But Jackson Holliday has definitely been getting the short end of the stick recently.
Last night, when he was down 0-2, those two pitches were outside. I mean, they're off the plate. I don't know what you're supposed to do there. Like, he is getting pinched a little bit, but we've talked about it. This is all part of it. He's going to hit one hard. It's going to be right at somebody. You just got to get through this stage of it. He'll figure it out. But he didn't look good last night.
He did not. Yesterday, he did not look good.
Take that one to the warning track, though, because that's two games in a row where at least you say, okay, he does have some, there is something there, instead of just striking out.
Well, I mean,
he's 1-for-25 with 14 strikeouts through his, thus far in his career. The same person that had that start to his kind of career, Alex Bregman, did the same thing. I will take what Alex Bregman is now.
You want to know one thing you don't have to convince me of? Keeping Jackson Holliday.
Not at all.
You don't have to convince me of that. I'm not. Hey, listen, dude, we're in it now. He's in it now. Get your way out of it. you're in it.
By the way, I'm looking at Angel Hernandez's scorecard from the other night.
Oh, it was so bad.
When the Padres won 6-3, he had a 91% rate of getting things right.
That is one of the worst I've seen.
I just scrolled through somebody else that had 89% in the A's-Cardinals game from 2 days ago. And it's like, when you look at it, Rob, look at the pitches that he's missing. So this is Angels right here. So you can look at the red and the green.
Oh.
The green called balls and the red called strikes.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, and like, look, to have 95%, you're not going to get everything right. There's some things that are off the plate or right there on the corner. Sometimes they're going to get it. And I think some of it's the positioning of the umps.
He's 90% accurate, 91% consistent. So he's consistently bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's one at-bat that from that game that's going viral where it was a three-pitch at-bat. The batter was called out. All three pitches, the catcher has to reach across his body to get these sweepers that are somehow going through the zone. Quote,
wasn't it Jackson Merrill, the local kid from Severna Park?
Is that Merrill? Okay,
I thought it was, but I could be wrong. I mean, it said Milwaukee, San Diego.
For those of you at home that are scoring this like you're in school, thinking, you know, well, 90% is great. Okay,
it's not.
Let's say that 200 pitches thrown in a game, 200 pitches. That means he's got 20 of them wrong. 20 pitches wrong throughout the course of a game. That costs you a lot.
Because a single pitch is what can make the difference.
Exactly.
A lot of the times, that's how a game will go.
Well, the biggest time is a 2-1 count. Because you call it, all right, it's not the biggest time, but like the difference between being 2-2 and 3-1 is huge, I think.
Yeah.
So.
And that's why I think Holliday is starting to feel that way, because he's starting to swing at every single first pitch, it seems. Because he knows that, well, they're going to call it a strike anyway. There is something for him that he will learn as time goes on, that, you know, it is about working the count enough that, like, all right, well, maybe if the ump's going to call this one a strike anyway on the outside of the plate, I need to protect. I need to try to put myself in a better position to get a better pitch to hit. But I think there is something to be said about umpires trying to, like, the kid doesn't need to be taught that. He's going to learn anyway. You don't need to try to make an example of him and say, like, oh, you're going to learn today. Because I think a lot of umpires have, like, a level of hubris where they think, well, this is my game, this is my world, and you're a part of it. So I'm going to show you. That's what Angel Hernandez has been doing for decades.
Yeah. Look, he's been by far the worst. Excuse me, and not understanding how he's getting jobs. We had Country Joe West with his stare downs with, like, you have some of the older umpires that they're kind of locked into their ways. They're not going to put up with anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's how it's going to be. But I've never been a big – I'm not the human element guy that everyone talks about. I don't know that we need robot umps, but
– I do.
There's, yeah, 100%.
There should be something to be said, at least if you're going to have the eye in the sky in football, how do you not have it in baseball where somebody goes, hey, Carl, get behind the plate.
Exactly.
You're off to the left, you jackass. Yeah. There should be somebody at least doing that.
Yeah.
There's I texted Rob this, but I have a friend that pitches in the Atlantic League for Lancaster.
Yeah.
And he loves having robot umpires and pitch challenges because it doesn't make you feel like you're crazy. Like, I threw that. I know for a fact that's a strike. Like, Paul Skeens is pitching in AAA right now.
Yeah.
And he is, I think, 3-for-3 with his pitch challenges thus far. And I don't know. I don't understand why these guys have to think that they need to be controlling every single aspect of the game.
If I'm umpiring also, I don't mind you challenging.
Exactly.
Because I want to get it right.
Yes.
I mean, I might learn something on that challenge. Like, man, okay, so I didn't know. If you have a good pitcher on the mound, man, he's going to make some things, that ball do some things that others can't do. Paul Skeens is one of those guys.
Yeah.
That ball dances. You could miss it. So in the replay, in the challenge, you see the replay and you see how the ball spins, how the ball moves. So now you learn something. Okay, so when he thought it is crossing the plate, I just can't see it from where I'm standing. That's it.
It happens in all sports. I think in baseball and football, it's the worst where the refs or the umpires feel like that they are infallible and they don't like to be proven wrong. And I think that's why a lot of the time when they had the you could review pass interference, they didn't switch it because then that makes it look like the refs don't have control of the situation. But it's not like no one cares if you have control, dude. Just let us play the game.
But what we don't know, and because we work for people, what we don't know is what if they're told, you know, if you're wrong on a certain amount of challenges, we can review you.
I understand that, but that's part of the job.
I understand,
it
but
should
what,
be.
But what if they're told that if they feel like they're gonna get penalized for having so many challenges go against them, then the human element settles in.
That's so be it. If you lose your job because of that, well, then that's your fault. Do better. Like, what other job would if you got if, like? I mean, I don't think I've never had one here, but I know plenty of people that say, "Yeah, I had my yearly review the other day." And if they tell you that you're doing something wrong, then they let you know and you fix it. What other job can you just have like impunity to do whatever you want?
Yeah, Rob had his yearly review yesterday. They said Devin Duvernay signed with the Jags, and it's Kawhi. Kawhi.
Wait, Devin Duvernay's with the Jags?
Yeah. Mine, they just told me how to pronounce words.
Interest.
No, you forgot the other thing they told me.
What?
People did come here to see Jeremy.
We told them to leave. They were weird, too.
Yeah. Thank you very much for Angry Joe. 410-583-1057 is the number. We go from angry to stupid. The World of Stupid at 7:15 with Jeremy Kahn. But on the other side, Roquan Smith speaks at the voluntary workouts, says that adding Henry will, quote, make them stick to what they do or make us stick to what we do. That's right. I thought it was revealing. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Some of the most frustrating times I had was after the AFC Championship game when we looked at the way the Ravens conducted their offense, ran their offense, and I guess the word ran right now is not the right word to put in because they didn't run the ball. Not enough, not in my opinion. And evidently in the opinions of others as well. Roquan Smith spoke to the media at the voluntary workouts.
Yeah, no, I think that's huge. I think it's going to make us stick to what we do. Having a guy like him, anytime you need a play with him and Lamar back there, I think it's going to be crucial. I'm excited. It's going to open up a lot for everyone. Going against the guy, I know the type of threat that he opposed to other defense. So it's going to be scary. I'm excited to see. And as I would say, I'm glad that I'm on the defensive side and watching those guys, cheering them on, play in and play out. Told a couple of my friends in the offseason, maybe I'll have to get some popcorn on the sideline and, you know, while I'm watching those guys go to work. So I'm definitely excited. I think it's a great piece added to us, and it's going to help us get to where we want to be.
Make us stick to what we do. Telling, huh?
There's probably six reasons he thinks that.
Yeah, the six carries.
Yeah. You know, and look, I think
I'm not upset with him.
No, I'm not either. Like, everybody, look, if you're smart about what happened in the AFC Championship game, the first thing you go back to is, why did you stop running the football against a team that clearly last week could not stop the run? And I understand that the looks they're giving you favored the pass. You are a running team. You come in and you do what you do and you make other people adjust to you. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole year watching the same thing. And then again, this is a repeat of what we saw in 2019. It's the same exact thing. You ran it six times and it was an 8-point game.
Joe, could you do me a favor? Could you play that again? Because I got another perspective on this as well.
Yeah, no, I think that's huge. I think it's going to make us stick to what we do. Having a guy like him, anytime you need a play with him and Lamar back there, I think it's going to be crucial.
I'm excited. He said, making us do what we do, having a guy like that back there. It almost sounded like he alluded to maybe there was a lack of trust with the guys back there.
That could be something, too, that they won't come out and say.
That's what I get that. I don't get as much criticism as I get more confidence in the guy that's back there now from that take. I don't feel like he's blasting the coaching staff more so than saying, listen, they didn't do it because they didn't really trust the guys that are back there to be the bell cow.
And now you have one.
And now you have
one. You can't look over your shoulder and say, nah, I don't want to give the ball to that guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the other thing, too, is, and I'll say this regarding, and I know you don't, look, it's the AFC Championship game, so you throw everything out the window at that point because you're trying to get to the next one. Like, the Bills, when they didn't trust their running backs, what did they do? They called Josh Allen's number more times.
Right.
So why not just call Lamar's number more times if you don't trust those backs out there? Spread them out wide, get them out to that point, and have Lamar take off. You know, and it's easier said than done, but you have one of the most special guys to ever do it at that position. Especially with running the football.
Yeah. I just, you cannot put yourself in position in that point of the postseason where you're messing around with things that just aren't you. You can't get out of character when in a moment where your character matters more than anything. And they got out of character against the Kansas City Chiefs at home in the playoff game.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
No, I mean, you got to run the football. And then, again, like, you hear guys on the defensive side say it, that they're happy to be on that side and be able to watch them instead of going out there and tackling them. I think a lot of the big linebackers like Roquan, some of the other guys that have come from here because, who was it, Jahad Ward laid out Derrick Henry once on the Giants, and you look at it and you don't see it that often, so when you do, you go, ooh, okay. I think some of those guys like hitting them. It's the defensive backs that make business decisions when he gets past those linebackers.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris is on medical right now. I want to see this team when they gel. You know, I don't need Derrick Henry with 275, 300 carries on a regular season. I don't need that. Get you another running back either by draft or sign him off the street. Get Derrick Henry about 200 carries, two to 225 during the season. I mean,
yeah,
that's what I want from him. I don't want a ton of it. I want to save him because you don't need him to carry the football like that.
No, you don't need. And again, like, if things are working out, depending on what they do in the draft, after the draft, if there's a street free agent, somebody gets cut that you want to bring in. Okay, I'm listening to you. But, you know, like, we've talked about Derrick Henry. They've called December because that's his month. And what other month would you rather have your guy ramping up for? The month right before the playoffs. And so, yeah, he's got to get his touches this year.
When is Keaton coming back, Joe?
Do you have any? Like, I don't know.
Probably November.
Is it that long? Well, I guess, yeah, he did.
I mean, that was, what, late November or early December when he tore it. How, I think with how hands-on they are with their recovery, I could see them really slow playing him coming back, especially because I think they expect him to be the future after Derrick Henry is no longer here.
Derrick Henry averaged the last four full seasons. I'm not counting 21 because he only played eight games. But in the last four full seasons, he averaged 327 carries per year.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those years, he had 378, 349. He led the league in the last four full regular seasons. Now, Jeremy, in 2021, he played eight games. Now, let's do this math here. In 19, he played 15 games, had 303 carries. In 20, he played 16 games, he had 378. In 22, he played 16 games, he had 349. And this past year was a low. He played 17 games, but he still led the league with 280. In eight games in 2021, how many carries do you think he had? Half the season.
He's
averaging 370.
So about 150.
He had 219 carries in just eight games.
Mm.
Eight games. He had 219 attempts for 937 yards, man.
The one thing I would say about
ridiculous.
That, too, is if you look at his first 2 years, they weren't big years of carries.
No, it was 110 and 175.
Yeah. So, So
I want him to be where he was in year three. In year three, he had 215. That's what I want him to be.
And he might be a little bit more than that, depending on how the season's going. But, and again, with Keaton Mitchell, though, I think the concern there is I don't know that he's going to be – like, I think they have hopes for him in the future, but I think his hopes is that he ends up being like a Justice Hill type.
Yeah.
Getting his, you know, 8 to 10 carries a game because with his size.
I think he's better than Justice Hill, though.
No. I'm not.
You're talking about use.
Use. That's all I'm talking about.
His usage.
Yeah, because it's a matter of his size that I'm not sure that he can be an every down back.
I agree with you. This is because of how the Ravens do. That's probably what they do. But I agree with Joe in the sense of his skill set, his talent. He needs the ball more than that. I just don't know how you can do it when you have Derrick Henry in the backfield as well. 410-583-1057 is the number. Chris in Parkville going to get your call. World of Stupid at 7:15. But on the other side, J.K. Dobbins has a team. It's not the Ravens. We'll tell you who it is up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.